Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Where are the white women at? Where are the white women at? Oh my goodness, I can tell you where Janet in Whitefish is at. I just got an email from Janet in Whitefish. That white women soundbite, so cringy and condescending. For those of you who haven't heard this soundbite yet, we'll tell you about that here in just a second. But we've got John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, at PVT Joker US. Used to be called Twitter, now it's called X. But hey, John, thanks for joining us this morning. We got a big guest that's going to join us here in just a couple of minutes, Laura Loomer. How do you describe Laura Loomer for those who may not be familiar with the guerrilla warfare tactics she uses to go after the radical left?
She's got a massive following on Twitter, and what she specializes in, she's an incredible investigator. She will find out the deepest, darkest stuff on people that even it seems like political opposition professionals don't find, right? And she's also specializes in, if you're out here hiding like John Tester is right now, she will find you wherever you are and be waiting on you to come out, and then boom, why don't you answer these questions, sir? You want to talk about blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
She specializes in that.
So she, I was reading a little bit more of her bio because obviously I follow her on social media and I've seen, some of her great reporting, but she is going out there and trying to hold these folks accountable. So Liberal Senator John Tester refuses to take phone calls from Montanans. He never gets asked any tough questions or even questions about topics that he doesn't want to talk about by so many in the Montana media. They cover for this guy. Anyway, so we're going to talk with her. She wants to come out to Montana and track him down. Tester got Loomered a few days ago. They ran into him on Capitol Hill. We'll talk about that and more. But, John, I got to play the soundbite. We got listeners in Malta and Plentywood, hardworking women out there that probably have not heard this soundbite yet. And we're going to get Laura Loomer's take on this. This is the woman who is the leader of a group called White Women for Harris. White Women for Kamala Harris. Here you go.
BIPOC women have tapped us in as white women to step up, listen, and get involved this election season. As white women, we need to use our privilege to make positive changes. If you find yourself talking over or speaking for BIPOC individuals or, God forbid, correcting them, just take a beat. And instead, we can put our listening ears on. Use the privilege you have in order to push for systemic change. As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn.
My goodness, John, I can't wait to hear what Laura Loomer has to say about that. Apparently, she's been tweeting about it this morning already.
Oh, but listening to that for a second time, I can feel my manhood shrinking and my IQ points going down. I can't handle it again.
Well, I want to know where all the white girls are at across Montana. I've heard from some of them already, and you're just privileged. You never had to work hard. You didn't have to work for anything. Woo, buddy. If they weren't voting for Kamala before, they sure...
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, we did a little bit of an intro for this great guest joining us this morning here on Montana Talks in the opening segment there with our sidekick, John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter. But yeah, Laura Loomer is an investigative journalist, the founder of Loomered and the host of Loomer Unleashed, and got her start with Project Veritas, which many of you are familiar with the great work Project Veritas did over the years, exposing deep state, corrupt government officials, and much more. But Laura Loomer, great to have you on the show. Can't wait to see you here on the ground in Montana, hopefully soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's great to be on your esteemed show. I've heard so much about it.
Well, I think you're joining us from the beautiful state of Florida this morning. It's so great to have you on the show. I want to get your take on the U.S. Senate race here in Montana. I know you're very close to President Donald J. Trump and his team as well. But first, we played that soundbite of the White Women for Kamala Harris group leader. You know, you white women, you're just privileged. You didn't earn anything. You just need to put your listening ears on. Just basically sit down and shut up. I know you heard about it because apparently you've been tweeting about it already.
Well, it's white women for Harris, white dudes for Harris, right? They want to, I think that this is probably a psyop, if you want my honest take on this, to try to make it seem like the Democrat Party isn't the party of anti-white racists. Because what have we seen? What have we seen from the Democrat Party for years now? Well, during Barack Obama's presidency, we saw him try to incite a race war in this country. And now we see Democrats talking openly about how the biggest terrorism threat in our country is white Christian conservatives, white Trump supporters, white males. And so when you look at the demographic makeup of our country, obviously the majority is, you know, white men, white women. And so what are the Democrats now trying to do to reclaim that voting base? Well, they have to have these ridiculous Zoom calls. But instead of treating white voters like, you know, every other American in this country, they want to try to have this humiliation ritual on these live Zoom calls where they get white people to say that they're in favor for reparations or to say that they're privileged when, you know, look, white people, black people, Hispanic people, Asian people, whatever you are, every American in this country, regardless of their race or their socioeconomic background, is still suffering under Joe Biden's policies. They're still suffering because of our open border. They're still suffering because of Bidenflation. So this is just another attempt by the Democrats to counter the reality of the hostile situation they've created in our country, especially the hostile environment they've created towards white Americans with their anti-white racist policy.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't even know it was Jeff Bridges at first. I hear this old guy, I'm for Kamala. And it reminded me of a George Strait song, Famous Last Words of a Fool. I didn't even realize that was the dude. Man, he sounds rough.
Yeah, well, they really have to scrape the bottom of the barrel in order to get support. As I exposed this weekend, Kamala Harris doesn't really have any genuine support. They're actually paying people $150 per post to post on TikTok and Instagram. They're paying cash in violation of the FEC rules. So whether it's these Zoom calls with celebrities and whether it's posts on TikTok or Instagram, all of Kamala Harris's support is astroturfed. It's fake. It's manufactured and it's paid for. And they'll deny it. You probably saw over the weekend all the news networks talking about, oh, wow, you know, it's neck and neck now. Kamala Harris has such a surge of support on TikTok and Instagram. And at the same time, what did we see? We saw Instagram and Facebook, which collectively is the same company, Meta, censoring images of the photographs from the Trump assassination attempt, and then actually censoring information about the Trump assassination attempt on Google, while offering as a counter response when people put in, can I see images of the Trump assassination attempt, offering them information about Kamala Harris's presidential campaign instead. So it's just like 2020, Aaron. The efforts to rig the 2024 presidential election with big tech election interference are in full swing. The cover of the New York Post today.
I definitely want to get your take on how important the U.S. Senate race is here in Montana. We got John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter. I want to get in on the conversation, plus take phone calls as well, 406-294-0970. But Laura Loomer, since we're talking about, you know, where are the white girls at? Where are the white women at? The black voters ain't buying this either. There was this segment on MSNBC where, you know, all these brothers raised their hands and said, yep, all their friends are still voting for Donald Trump, and Kamala Harris is not changing their minds.
Yeah, look, women do not like Kamala Harris, okay? I don't know if you saw the MSNBC panel that just came out about 5 days or so ago in Wisconsin after she had her first rally. But they asked a bunch of women in Wisconsin, suburban women, you know, the same demographic that they say hates President Trump. What do you think about Kamala Harris? And they all said, I think she's an idiot. I can't believe she's getting a promotion. If I didn't do my job, I'd be fired. And so women don't like the sense of entitlement from Kamala. They don't like her voice. They don't like the way she cackles. They don't like the fact that she slept her way to the top and gave a bunch of married men blowjobs. Maybe that sounds vulgar. Maybe that sounds crass, but it's 100% true and factual. You can look it up yourself. It's well documented that when she was 29 years old, living in San Francisco, she was having an affair with the mayor, Willie Brown, who was then 60 years old. So women don't like women who obtain power or wealth or status by sleeping with other women's husbands, right? It's not very ladylike. And I think that this would be a major talking point on the presidential campaign trail.
You know, last week, I out-unwoked the Joker from Twitter because we were talking about Kamala and Willie Brown, and I quoted Adam Sandler from, you know, she's just old with, well, I'll cut it off there for a second. Hey, quick break here. Laura Loomer, we're all getting loomered today. It's great to have Laura Loomer on the phone lines with us.
What value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, you guys missed the look on John Jackson's face. He's like looking at me like, oh, come on, man. Laura Loomer just got to use words you don't let me use on the radio. That's because she's Laura Loomer. And you can call me sexist all you want, John, but she gets to say things you don't get to say. That's just how we roll around Montana. We're gentlemen around here, you know?
If we had a camera in here, when she said that, for her to see our reactions.
we were like Joe Rogan at the UFC fight.
Like, oh, wow!
Oh, when she dropped that Willie Brown jewel there. We got a call from Martin in Billings. He had a song request. I'm not going to sing it. They don't want to hear that. My dad's a good singer, not me, but it's Karma, 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 Karma Chameleon. Anyway, John, Laura Loomer on the phone lines with us here. Do you have a question or a comment or just reaction to what she just said? And then we'll get Laura's take as well.
Yes, I want to know, how much does Miss Loomer need? What does she need for expense money to get out here to Montana and get out here and Loomer John Tester for us?
Well said.
Well, thank you so much. And yeah, look, I'm 100% funded independently by, you know, the grassroots. I'm independent, and that's what allows me to keep on doing everything that I'm doing and allows me to be uncensored and unleashed so that I can confront these politicians without having people, you know, control me and control what I say. But, would like to fly out to Montana, and so we want to raise the funds to bring the Loomer Unleashed team out there so we can broadcast our show for a week or so while the Senate's on vacation. You know, they're leaving this week, and they're not going to be coming back till September 9th, and we want to make sure we hold John Tester accountable. So people can support my work on Twitter by subscribing, or they can go to loomered.com, and make a contribution as well. But, you know, it costs a lot to travel the country and bring your entire camera crew out there. But it's worth it, and you've seen the videos. We've confronted John Tester twice. We confronted him about...
Oh, I think you hit the mute button there for a second. You still with us there, Laura? All right, we might have lost her phone call there for a second. All right. How convenient there. John Tester's like, nope, I'm going to pause it right there. He's got some deep state bureaucrat. All right. Hey, Travis, you got her number. Give Laura Loomer a call back. We'll talk more with her. She might have accidentally hung up. In the meantime, let's sneak in another caller. She goes by the name on Twitter, Tester Will Not Be Elected, calling in from Eastern Montana. Hey, we'll get Laura back on here, but did you have a quick question or comment? And thanks for calling in.
I did. Well, of course, I wanted to say thank you to Laura Loomer. What an honor it is to have her speaking out about Senator Tester. And I wanted to thank her for her work as a journalist. And she just inspires me to do the work that I do to retire Tester through Twitter. But my question for Laura was, I was going to see if she could explain to all of us how John Tester has remained complicit in our open borders that has allowed tens of millions of illegal immigrants, fueling fentanyl genocide, exhausting all of our resources, and unleashing violent crime in our state and also country. So I was just hoping Laura could, speak to that a little bit.
Great question. And she is back on the phone lines with us now. Thanks for the call. And such a good point, too, because, we were talking about, we were kind of joking, where are the white girls at? But in reality, you look at his border policies. The drug cartels have been targeting Native American women, in particular in Montana. So look, the destructive nature of these open border policies are hitting everybody. Laura Loomer, I think you probably heard the question. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, look, John Fester, he serves in the Senate on the committee heading Indian Affairs, yet he supports open border policies that are not just ravaging communities all across America, but as you just pointed out, correctly so, women on these Indian reservations. And so one of the ways that John Fester has helped support this invasion of our country is, a lot of people don't know this, he is the person in 2016 who recruited Kamala Harris to run for the United States Senate. And so really, when you look at that, he's really responsible for all of Kamala Harris's disastrous open border policies, her calls to abolish ICE and defund the police, her job as the border czar, because he is the person who single-handedly recruited her to become a United States senator. He also endorsed her in 2019 as vice president. He was one of the first senators to do so, and now, of course, she's vice president. And who knows, could be president if they end up successfully stealing this election. And now he's running away, and he won't say whether or not he endorses her. He's actually the only senator right now in the Democrat Party who has yet to come out and openly endorse Kamala, because the race is so tight here in Montana, and he doesn't want people knowing that he's responsible for the creation of Kamala Harris as a United States senator, and thus Kamala Harris as vice president. We know that she is the border czar, something that they're trying to run away from. They don't want to take responsibility for the fact that they put Kamala in charge of our border, and now over 12 million illegal aliens have poured into our country. American citizens are being poisoned by fentanyl that's coming across our border. 12-year-old girls are being sexually assaulted, raped, and strangled to death as a result of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's open border policies, which are in hand Senator John Fester's open border policies.
That's right. That's right. And John Jackson, it's so important that we could get somebody like Laura Loomer to come out here to work for a few days to try to track this guy down, because he's been in hiding. And the fake news media, I mean, I know there's TV reporters that want to be able to do their jobs and ask some decent questions of John Fester, but they're not allowed to. They're not allowed to question him about why he voted to allow men into girls' locker rooms and vote for these open borders crazy policies.
Absolutely, 100%. And he is doing the Joe Biden right now. He is campaigning from his basement, staying hidden, not doing anything public. When he does pop up somewhere, like you've pointed out, it's by surprise, so that nobody's there waiting for him. And it's always in a super, super friendly area. And if anybody out there deserves to get loomered, it is John Tester.
So, Laura Loomer, it's funny. There was a Scripps TV reporter that even tried to ask John Tester a question on camera about Kamala. Did you see that video? Chuck Schumer literally came in like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. John, do you want me to block for you? I mean, those two are boys. They are tight.
He blocked for them, and it's no wonder that they're tight because Senator Chuck Schumer is directly tied to Lauren Mershon, who is the daughter of Judge Juan Mershon, the Democrat judge in New York who's overseeing President Trump's trial. And President Trump is set to be sentenced on September 18th. And just like Chuck Schumer has given Lauren Mershon's company millions of dollars because she runs the Senate Democrat PAC Digital Communications, Senator John Tester is also a client of Lauren Mershon and has paid her company millions of dollars. And so FEC reports, this is a story that I exclusively reported on. This means that John Tester is directly involved in the weaponization of government and the corrupt sham trial against President Trump in New York over this ridiculous hush money case that we know isn't true, because it's all a lie. Everything they said about President Trump and Stormy Daniels is a lie. This is a woman who is a porn star. She, do you really want to take the word of a porn star? I don't think so. Sounds pretty dangerous. Sounds like something that could cause you to go broke or potentially get a really bad STD or both, all of the above. but this is a woman who signed a letter herself saying that she never had sex with Donald Trump, okay? And yet you see this judge, Mershon, threatening to throw Donald Trump in jail, saying that he's a criminal, saying that he needs to go to jail. And I directly blame these people for the attempted assassination on President Trump's life, because it's the demonization of Donald Trump that has led to people wanting to pick up an AR-15 and put a bullet in his head. And John Tester directly supports that through his relationship with Lauren Mershon. So you can, that's something that no one really talks about, is the fact that John Tester has paid Judge Mershon's daughter millions of dollars in payments that are being sent directly to her home address in Virginia.
Well, you're the queen of getting those receipts, and so you've documented it. We've had a story on our Montana Talks website as well. It's been ignored by most in the rest of the Montana media. Laura Loomer with us here on Montana Talks. Let's sneak in another caller here. Arnie in Boyd. Arnie, great to hear from you. Did you have a quick question or comment?
Well, I just wanted to say I'm really proud of that Laura for standing up like she did. And last night I was listening to Tammy Bruce, who's a lady that used to be a Democrat, but she's seen what was going on and turned the other way. And she says that if us conservatives don't start standing up, we're going to lose everything. We can't be so mallow. We got to get out there and go at them like Laura here. And that Tammy spoke the truth last night on Mark Levin. But that's what I got to say. Stand up and don't be afraid to stand up for what's right, or else we're going to lose it.
That's right. Yeah, no, well said, Arnie. You know, that actually kind of ties in with something I was thinking about. You know, I remember getting to meet Andrew Breitbart, going to these Right Online Radio Row conventions, you know, a little over a decade ago. And, you know, and that's what Andrew Breitbart did. That's what Donald Trump did, which is, Laura, there's kind of this split amongst conservatives, not just conservatives, but everyday Americans, right? We've got our suit and tie wearing. We go to Lincoln Reagan Day dinners. We're so distinguished. Oh, and, you know, oh, we're above all this. And they're just getting kicked in the teeth by all these left-wing wacko groups. But then you got the Breitbarts and the Trumps and the Laura Loomers that say, no, we're going to fight back guerrilla warfare style.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's what I've been doing for years from my time at Project Veritas. And then when I left Veritas and started my own company, that's what getting Loomer is all about. It's about accountability and holding people's feet to the fire and giving them a taste of their own medicine. And unfortunately, the Republicans don't really want to enforce any accountability. We see that the House went on vacation last week, and the Senate is leaving on Thursday for vacation. And when are they coming back? Well, they're not coming back till September 9th, which means that when the House comes back, they'll have 13 working days until the 2024 election, and the Senate will have 15 working days till the 2024 presidential election. And so when exactly are we going to see accountability for the attempted assassination of Donald Trump? When are we going to see accountability for open borders? I thought Mayorkas was going to get impeached. I thought Joe Biden was going to get impeached. I thought Joe Biden's staffers were going to be subpoenaed for their cover-up of his dementia and his mental decline. Where is the accountability?
Right? Great question.
No accountability.
Great
question. People don't even show up for work.
Quick break and more to follow with Laura Loomer. Hopefully she can stick around for the rest of the hour.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
As commodity prices continue to fall, many producers may face economic losses with less balance sheet resiliency. A study out from the Agricultural Economic Insights says recent loan data revealed that farmers utilized more non-real estate debt in early 2024. In the first quarter of this year, total non-real estate debt was 14% higher than last year. The report says non-real estate loans increased at the fastest rate in five decades. The last time non-farm real estate debt jumped so quickly was in the late 1970s. However, while the 15% increase is rare, increases of 10%, which are also large, have occurred quite frequently. With margin squeeze, producers are utilizing more non-real estate debt, especially operating loans. The group says while the upturn is noteworthy, the rise hasn't pushed overall debt to record levels. Non-real estate debt trended lower between 2019 and 2023. Higher debt levels will contribute to higher interest expenses as well. Speaking of operating expenses, USDA is estimating that the 2023 farm production expenditures in the U.S. were at $481.9 billion. That's up from $452 billion last year. On average, individual farms and ranches saw expenditures reach $255,000, up 12.4% from 2022. I'm Lane Nordlund.
talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, we could call it a radiothon. Steve called in from the road by Harlow with a message. We should spearhead a fundraiser to bring Laura Loomer to Montana. I mean, you could call this a radiothon right now. We'll ask Laura, if people want to bring her to Montana, how can they fund it? How can they make it happen? Remind me to mention that again if I forget. Let's see. Let's go to another caller. Fred in the Flathead. Did you have a quick question or comment? Thanks for the call.
Yeah, hey, guys. Good morning. Good morning, Laura. Hey, just appeal to the moderate traditional Democrats. I'm a California refugee. I've seen through it. That's a state filled with sort of common sense moderate Democrats who are led by leftist radicals like Kamala Harris. If you ask them personally, they live conservatively. If you ask them about the issues, just like your caller earlier, they're moderate. And if you're a moderate, Donald Trump is your guy. Donald Trump, at his core, really is a moderate, traditional Democrat, blue collar worker, pro law enforcement, Sam Nunn type. And Trump is your guy. Even Rush said Trump isn't necessarily a principled conservative, and that's one of the reasons I wasn't that great high on him in the primary. But I'm all on board with Trump right now. I've seen California. If you want to California, Montana, and the rest of the nation, Kamala Harris is your candidate. Prop 47, Safe Schools and Neighborhood Act. That is decriminalized California.
The radical liberal prosecutors.
All over the state.
The Soros prosecutors are the worst, one of the worst elements in America right now. That's who she is. Fred, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Laura Loomer, your thoughts.
Well, just as it goes back to what I said earlier, it's directly tied to Tester, because Tester is the guy in the Senate who recruited Kamala Harris to run for the United States Senate, okay? She was not interested in becoming a senator until she was recruited by John Tester. So he owns those radical policies, and clearly he wants to turn Montana into California, because if he's still willing to support Kamala Harris after recruiting her to run for Senate and seeing all of the disastrous policies that she enacted and supported as a United States senator and as Joe Biden's vice president, well, why would they want to send this guy to the United States Senate for another term? So Montana will become California. Montana will become California if John Tester is allowed to serve another term in the United States Senate.
Case in point, our friend Nancy in Roundup refers to Hollywood as Holly Weird. Democrats like John Tester, they celebrate when Hollywood liberals move into Montana. Just this morning, I shared a tweet from John Tester back in 2015. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel moving to Montana. Welcome, Jessica and another JT to the best state to raise up. He was celebrating these Hollywood celebrities moving to Montana, buying big sky properties. But if you're a military veteran coming home from the Middle East after getting shot for your country, after getting blown up for your country with a Bronze Star for Valor and a Purple Heart, John Tester will attack you.
Yeah, look, I mean, he does not support American citizens. This is exactly what Kamala Harris's policies represent. The prioritization and the favoring of illegal aliens and criminals in our country. She says that there's no such thing as terrorists coming across our border. She doesn't think that we need to use the term illegal alien. She said that you're not a criminal if you come into our country illegally, but they don't support all the veterans who are sleeping on the streets. I mean, how many of those homeless people sleeping on the streets of California are homeless veterans? I guarantee you a lot of them. And so, again, people need to really pin the fact that Kamala Harris was recruited to run for the United States Senate and thus became vice president only because of John Tester. He is the person that recruited her and said she should be in the Senate, and he is the first senator to say that Kamala Harris should be vice president. And so he is responsible, more so than anybody else in our government, for Kamala Harris and her disastrous open border policies. And he gets away with it. The media doesn't even talk about this, but it's well documented that he's the one who recruited her.
Yeah. Tim and Shelby, we'll get to you in just a second. But John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, you said you had a question that you want to ask Laura, that you wanted to throw Laura's direction.
Yeah, she was talking before the break about Judge Marchand up there in New York. And I know the investigator that she is and the investigative mind she has. I wonder what she thinks we would find on Judge Marchand's laptop if we got a shot at that.
Because you said he kind of looks like a creeper, right?
Yeah. Oh, big time, yeah.
I mean, who knows what we'd find? I'm sure that we would find direct coordination between himself and his daughter. I mean, there's no way in hell that the Democrats are just funneling all this money to his daughter, who, you know, is a millennial. Why does this young woman get millions of dollars in contracts from the Democrat Party? I guarantee you that there's some quid pro quo going on if we were to look at the communications. And I guarantee you that he's in more communication with his daughter and his clients than people actually know. In fact, we saw that some of Marchand's clients, the daughter's clients from Authentic Campaigns, were given prioritized seating inside the courtroom. She represents the Brennan Center for Justice, which is one of Lauren Marchand's clients. They were given priority seating inside the trial where they were able to write hit pieces on Donald Trump and then use Lauren Marchand's company to fundraise for their newsletter while they were sitting inside Judge Marchand's courtroom. So major conflicts of interest. The daughter, Lauren Marchand, prior to working at Authentic Campaigns, was the digital, well, she was the director of digital communications for Kamala Harris. You can see that she's had multiple titles in working for Kamala Harris's campaign with her partner, Mike Nellis, who I just exposed today as the founder of White Dudes for Kamala Harris. But these are the people running the consulting firm that all the Democrats like Chuck Schumer are using. And he has a long history of working with Kamala Harris. And I just find it really interesting that Kamala is now the nominee and the judge's daughter, the same judge that is sentencing Trump on September 18th, has a daughter that worked in a high-level position on Kamala Harris's presidential campaign back in 2019.
And John Tesser is one of the, along with Kamala, has been one of the top, folks sending her millions of dollars, as you just pointed out. All right, let's sneak on another caller here. Tim in Shelby, listening to KSEN. Did you have a quick question or comment? And thanks for the call.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, since we're talking so much about Tesser, I mean, his advertisement campaign, he's got 12 new VA clinics through Montana that he established. I'd like to know where they are. And then, second of all, he's talking about how he's gone to work for the veterans who have the sarin gas and the Agent Orange and everything. And, you know, he's doing all this for these veterans, but yet he turns right around. It's like they said.
Wow, yeah, careful with the language. I don't know if we probably had to use the red button on that one, but yeah, look at the way that he's attacking this Navy SEAL veteran. You know, again, JT John Tesser will celebrate JT Justin Timberlake moving to Montana, but if you're a veteran who got a Bronze Star for Valor and a Purple Heart, he'll trash you. I mean, does it get any more, let's just say it's not very dirt farmerish. It's more dirt baggish, if you ask me as a fellow veteran. Tim, thanks for the call. Laura Loomer, yeah, Tesser, I mean, he is in charge of the VA committee, and yet look at the failures we're now seeing in the VA. Donald Trump got the VA going in the right direction. Joe Biden and John Tesser and Kamala are undermining the Mission Act.
Look, it shouldn't surprise anybody that John Tesser is against our veterans, that John Tesser is against our police officers, our law enforcement. Look at Kamala. It all goes back to Kamala Harris's policies, and that's what people need to do. They need to start tying John Tesser to Kamala Harris's policies. She has openly said she supports defunding ICE and defunding the police, abolishing ICE. They don't support our heroes. They don't support our law enforcement, and so that's what the media needs to be focused on. That's what people need to be talking about in Montana. Because as you said, John Tesser, he's hiding on his farm. campaigning in the basement, just like Joe Biden did in 2020, hoping that nobody's going to be able to confront him, nobody's going to be able to ask him questions. We caught him a week and a half ago skipping work and dodging his committee assignments in the Senate so that he could get to the airport early to avoid questioning by reporters. But he ended up getting confronted at the airport anyway.
I saw
this
that.
Is a guy that skipped work to go to the bar. Okay, he was caught by a reporter getting drunk at a bar in Washington, D.C., drinking cranberry vodkas, okay, instead of doing his job. Now, he needs to be held accountable.
Have you ever been there? I've never been there, but it's my favorite restaurant because John Tester has spent $1.2 million at fancy D.C. restaurants, and that restaurant, that bar was the Bistro Cacao. I always love saying the Bistro Cacao. That's where he was, yeah, having his vodka crans. His Prius was probably out in the parking lot, too, while he was sitting there having those vodka cranberries. Our shortest break of the hour, quick break, and then we've got more callers on the phone lines. Plus, I want to get John Jackson's take here as well. Great to have Laura Loomer on the show. We got to get her to Montana. We got to find out how we can bring her to Montana.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, he's a retired federal law enforcement officer. I wish he was a reverend, though, so then I could call him the Reverend Johnny Jackson. I know you got another thought you want to throw out there while we chat with Laura Loomer.
To Laura, she's been so good on already investigating Mark Kelly as a potential VP candidate for Kamala Harris. I saw something last week I thought was very interesting, in which Gavin Newsom, all of a sudden out of nowhere, is now issuing an executive order to clean up all the homeless encampments out there. Does Laura, if you're out there, do you think that indicates that Newsom is anywhere in this race for VP?
Yeah, great question, Laura Loomer.
Well, Newsom has endorsed Kamala. I mean, look, I've always said that I wouldn't be surprised if they have Newsom on the ticket. I thought maybe Newsom would be the nominee. But look, Gavin Newsom is the governor of California, which is Kamala Harris's home state. And so, exactly like the previous caller said, you have California policies, people fleeing from California, moving to Montana to escape the crime, to escape the invasion, to escape the inflation, and the nightmare that living in California has become. And so what do they want to do? They don't want to have a bunch of reporters going into these homeless encampments where there's a ton of drug use and illegal aliens funded by the taxpayers, because you know that they're providing the needles. They actually provide the needles for the drug addicts on taxpayer dime in California. You can look it up. I swear to God, it's legitimate, and people think it sounds crazy. They actually provide needles for drug addicts in California.
Well,
and so they have to clean up the streets of California so that when all these reporters go, they can't say, oh, wow, look at how awful the conditions are in Kamala Harris's state. What kind of vice president allows their home state to get this bad? Because people will start realizing the entire United States is going to become California if Kamala Harris is president.
Yeah, and on the Mark Kelly angle, I mean, first off, if he's her VP choice, he's a radical gun control activist. In fact, the Democrat candidate for governor of Montana, old Fussy, he works with the Giffords outfit. But then, as you pointed out, Mark Kelly funded his own spy balloon company with money from China. We had the China spy balloon, right over our heads here in Montana.
Yeah, the spy balloon that you guys had over your heads in Montana is directly tied to Senator Mark Kelly. He has a company called Worldview that received funding from a company in China called Tencent, and they are directly tied to the Chinese spy balloons that are flying over our country due to Joe Biden's compromised position with China. You also have Mark Kelly doing paid business deals with a company called Shackley. There's a video of him that I posted where he's riding a motorcycle in China with a Chinese communist flag. He actually met Gabby Giffords in China. I know everybody wants to entertain the sob story because she got shot in the head. Okay, yeah, Donald Trump got shot in the head too, but they want to say that was staged. But yeah, Gabby Giffords is used as a prop. This is a woman who basically now has the intelligence level of a toddler because she sustained a very severe brain trauma. I'm not trying to make light of that or laugh about it, but the reality is that Mark Kelly is a very wealthy man who's been able to afford for a speech therapist to accompany his wife everywhere she goes, and they use her as a physical prop in order to make people feel sorry for her because she got shot in the head, and as a way to push for gun control policies, even though Mark Kelly himself famously went into a gun shop in Arizona and tried to buy an AR-15, and then the gun owner said, hey, aren't you the senator that's trying to take away our guns? We're not going to let you buy a gun from us. So these people are hypocrites. They want to have guns, but they don't want you to have guns, okay? And they want to compromise our national security by selling out to China. Okay, he also has a daughter who's essentially Hunter Biden 2.0, as I exposed. These people are all degenerates. They are all degenerates. They don't care if their children are doing drugs while drugs are pouring across our open borders, which they support. They have no ethics, they have no morals, and they're unfit to serve. And this is why we have to defeat these people. But I do think that Kelly and Shapiro are probably the top two picks for Kamala as it relates to her potential VP pick.
John Jackson, hearing about Mark Kelly riding a motorcycle in China, all I can think of is Dumb and Dumber. Two guys riding this little motorcycle, and then you go and do something like this.
As we end up the hour right now, Aaron, I'm going into my pocket right now. I'm pulling out $100. I am chipping in on the Laura Loomer Travel to Montana Fund right now. We need to get that going right here on the radio.
There we go. First $100 on the radiothon here. Laura Loomer, how can people support getting you out here to Montana?
People can go to Loomered, LOOMERED.com, and they can click the donate button and make a donation, and they can support my work. I'm funded, like I said before, by the grassroots, or they can go online and subscribe to support my work by subscribing on Twitter for $7 a month or on my Locals page, Loomer.Locals.com. But the best way is probably just to make a direct contribution on my site, and then I can come out there and expose all of these disastrous policies that are hurting Americans and hurting Montana voters, and ask John Tester the questions that need to be asked of him.
Yeah, the media should be asking him some of these questions, but they cover for him. Carol in Billings, I think it is, sent us a nice message on the Montana Talks app as we run out of time here. Hi, Aaron. This is the first time I've heard Laura Loomer speak, unlike word salad commie. Kamala Harris. Laura's voice is very compelling. Also, her information is illuminating. So the illuminating Laura Loomer. Laura Loomer, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for freeing up your hour.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. And if people want to follow me, they can follow me on X and Truth Social at Laura Loomer. And I also have a show on Rumble every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern called Loomer Unleashed. So
very
you can go to rumble.com/Laura.